Ireland entered into its first lockdown on March 12, 2020, after the arrival of COVID-19 to our shores. With it came the closure of bars and music venues across the country, and ground to a halt the Irish live music industry, affecting thousands of musicians. This 10-part documentary series will tell the stories of 10 such musicians. Some will have had to completely adapt how they perform in a new virtual era, whilst for others they found their services became even more important. Each story is unique and compelling and shows where their love of music began and the resilience of the East Cork music community. After 2 years of lockdowns and restrictions, a new live music landscape has emerged. So can the grassroots musicians of a community filled with musical talent bounce back from the day the music died? Paul McCarthy is one of y'all's most established session musicians with a career spanning over 30 years. Playing in East Cork bands such as Drums and Wires, The Grip, and more recently The Vinyls, Paul has built his career as a vocalist and guitarist. Aside from his live music career, Paul has also established a music instrument repair business.
I was born into the music, really. Like, music was everywhere, you know, bagpipes, the pipe band and everything, you know, the family. So it was unavoidable getting into music, really. I was used to that because you'd be just playing the bagpipes, you'd be out performing, and there's people watching the streets anyway. So I think that was a kind of never bothered me. But if I had to think back on my first time on stage, I mean, nervous was probably in the late '80s, around 88, 89. I was learning to play the guitar, and then I was put up on the stage one night. Someone asked to sing songs, and I came up and I sang a song. It was a bit nerve-wracking, like, but I wasn't singing, I wasn't even playing the guitar, so there was another person singing the song, you know. But then I think I became a performer out of accident, because I was in a band that I was the guitar player, and then the singer wasn't great. I said, right, I'm going to do it. And I found singing and playing the guitar at the same time, it kind of came natural to me then, but that was always a nervous thing. Because I never taught myself as a singer, as opposed to being just a singer and a guitar, a front man. So I became a front man in a band, which was kind of a great buzz. Musically, I love music, as in listening to music, rock stuff, all sorts of stuff. But you'd look at all these guitarists and you say, I'd love to be able to play like that. But you never felt it was possible until you had the guitar in your hand, and he says, okay, this is easy to do. Oh, this is the next thing. So you progressed. But you had to progress. You can't just learn a few chords and go, that's it. I know enough now to get by, but it's like anything, you have to move forward all the time and learn and improve. I didn't give up the bagpipes, but I sort of said, you know, this is the new thing now. It's hard to explain. It's a great buzz, you know. It's important that you get the reaction from the crowd or people who are listening to you. You could be at home playing in your room and you're playing to the wall and it's great. But there's a time when you want the feedback. And it's just, there's not what a great feeling is to be just sitting in a room and you could play a song and everybody's listening to you. And you know they're getting something from it. Whereas sometimes, it's like any gig, you'll have a good gig and a bad gig. Some gigs you're going through the most and just trying to get through, people not even listening to you yapping. But you live for that gig, that's people react with you, and you're on a level with them. And when the song is finished, they're kind of left in awe, and they're kind of like, you know. That's the part where that's what keeps me in it, is that interaction with the the crowd or the audience that you're playing. When you get a group of musicians that come together and they have it's something spiritual, I think, when they, these people, and they're from all different parts, and they just they meet and they form a band and they create classical songs. I think that's spiritual, that's something that's floating around, and when people come together then they create this masterpiece.
As I say, well, I'm going to do a few songs, and I'm going to play it on a guitar that I built myself, and this is a 10-year-old one I built here 10 years ago.
Sitting in a bar, I crashed my car. My wife, she's left me again. My dog sold me my kids and home, and I live at home again. I once was a happy man until I met with you. We sit together for hours and then just drowning out my blues. For you took a hold of me and I can't break the chain. When I do, I know for sure that you're the one to blame. I'm just sitting in a bar, I crashed my car. So my kids are home and I'll never work again. Alcohol. When I met my wife to be all those years ago, you were in our company, although I did not know. You were screwing the road, bro, with your charm and made them think it was me. In the end, I have me a friend and finally leave me a family. I'm sitting in a bar, I crash my car. My wife, she's left me again. My dog sold me my kids and home, and I'll never work again. Alcohol. Of the friends you make, for a day may do you wrong. For the years that got a hold of you, well, they'll never set you free. And in the end, you'll have no friends and wind up a little bit just like me. I'm sitting in a bar, I crash my car. My wife, she's left me again. My dog sold me my kids and home, and I'll never work again. The one thing I keep forgetting when everything is just falling apart. Oh, in life as in love, you know I need to remember there's such a thing as trying too hard. You got to say like you don't need the money, love, like you never get hurt. You got to dance like nobody's watching. It's gotta come from the heart if you want it to work, yeah.
I suppose it was like same for everybody. Yeah, everything was stopped. Everything was just came to a grinding halt. Like, so I don't know. This thing back at the time, we're all in this together. But I suppose for some people, the musicians, especially the people working and gigging every week, I'd say, personally myself, just before the pandemic, anyway, I wasn't doing a lot of gigging that I used to be doing than before. But it must have been a total nightmare for some people because they relied on the gigs and the income. I suppose like, we all thought that it wasn't going to last long anyway, you know what I mean? Like everything started to shut down when it was actually only for a few weeks. But I suppose, yeah, it kind of happened kind of fairly quickly then.
The faces seem to fade away somehow. But when I roll the cameras, come take a bow. So strange a life extinguishes its flame. So I run and I run to the bright and shining sun. And I run and I run to the bright and shining sun.
It was back in 2010, I think. I heard about this kind of a course in St. John's College to do with musical instruments, making and repair, so I applied for that and got into it. And I did 2 years there and loved it there, you know. Did very well and built guitars there, learned how to build. And my son Aidan also is building guitars. He built 3 guitars during the COVID lockdowns. He built 2 basses and an electric 6-string guitar. So it was pretty productive in that sense. During the pandemic, trying to source materials was difficult, all right, because you know you're just trying to shop online and you don't. But we did manage to produce 3 guitars in the lockdown over the lockdown period. But I knew a lot. I was pre-knowledge a lot of it. I did have, you know, and even finishing guitars as well. I did French polishing for years in England. I was restoring furniture and everything, so I had all that knowledge. And so it all kind of came together, really. So it was all like a part of a plan. And I could see all that. I was able to do all these things where other people weren't able to even finish the guitar, even put lacquer on them. They didn't know how to do any of that. So I knew all that knowledge from previous things and over the years. It takes a lot of months. You can't rush it. You have to kind of let it develop as you're going along. Make sure each component. But it could take up to, I suppose, the minimum, I suppose, you'd be talking about 3 months. Just for, we'll say, for a standard acoustic guitar. You'd want to, but that'd be, for me, actually, that'd be rushing it. Because wood is funny, it has memory, it wants to go back to being, it was once a tree, and it wants to go back to being a tree, and you're trying to manipulate it into a musical instrument. Even in musical instruments, even guitars are even made today, and they're years old. I always say that guitar wants to go back to being a tree because they're wondering where the neck is moving, and I said it's natural. I was running the business, and as you say, when there's no phone calls and there's no emails and there's no customers, then it's... But I suppose over the period of the pandemic, over the few years, I had the odd few people come to me in desperation. And was, you know, even when we couldn't travel more than 2 kilometres and then 5 kilometres and things like that, couldn't leave your county. And I had customers coming from Waterford, you know, areas they couldn't come. They kind of found byways and backways. I suppose that's how desperate, I suppose, some people were at home, stuck at home, and then all they have is their guitar or their musical instrument to play, and then something goes wrong, and they're thinking, oh God almighty, I could be here for years, so in the room playing this thing, I need to get it fixed, you know, there's something they can't fix themselves, I suppose. But yeah, but only the odd few over the period, the pandemic period, that did come to me, you know. And I was nervous myself because people are coming with, and we're all messed up, and you're kind of, shouldn't really be doing this, shouldn't be here. So yeah, it was completely shut down. It was no, you know. It just playing music at home on your own was grand. Of course, we started doing a couple of sessions like on the quiet. Someone might say, look, I'm having a little session, and he's gathering a few of us, you know. Because that made other people nervous in my household then. I says, where are you going? I'm going having a session. Someone says, you know. But you just had to play with someone else, you know. Even though you didn't have an audience, but, you know, when you're playing with another couple of people beside yourself at home, or people listen to you every day, and to go and play with somebody else, you know, in a private session, you know, as we call it. A few cans and a bit of a strum and a sing-song, you know. Kind of had to do that the odd time, I suppose. We took risks on it, yeah. But we got there. Well, I did anyway. It was great after 2.5 years playing. It was fantastic, you know, the buzz was fantastic. And even, I suppose, when a certain band is together for years, you get used to playing, and you could just do a gig at the drop of a hat. we're even not rehearsing. It's just kind of, it's like riding a bike. If you don't have, it's getting back up and you just do it. You know, it's like, God, we need to have a practice before this. We haven't played in 2.5 years, but I'm going, but sure, we're playing for years anyway. We know the songs, you know. If we make the odd boo boo, what have it, you know. But it went off great, you know. That was the first gig back was great. I'm not saying I'm semi-retired or anything like that. I don't want to gig as much as I used to anymore, you know. I suppose that's down to my own personal self, I suppose. You know, you don't push yourself to be gigging as much as you are, you know. You get on in your years and then just want to be pushing, getting into bands, and yourself, and then you have to think, where are you going with it, and what sort of direction you're going to take down the road. Do you do middle of the road, or do you do rock, or do you do pop? It's, I suppose, after the pandemic here, I suppose we really shouldn't be jumping the gun, but it's difficult to suss out where you go now. For me, I think I don't know what road to go down yet, on what people would like to listen to, or what kind of an audience you want to go and play to, where you want to go and play, you know? You had, like, people who are coming into bars now that were only 15 and a half, 16 when the pandemic started, and now they're 18, they're legal to be able to go into a bar or a pub. And they don't really know. I was talking to some people that I said they don't really know what to do when they go out and social, because they, can you imagine not being allowed into a pub and not even know what the pubs are like and how people react inside in pubs, especially when there's a mad band playing and people are go out dancing or something in front of a band. And you've got these young people who are now coming from 16 and they're now 18 and they're going in and they don't even know how to actually dance or how to behave in a pub or anything like that, you know. I've been told that. So it's very strange for bands to be playing now, and people are looking at them and they're going, they're just, you know, looking at the band playing, but there's, like, it's great also when the great gigs are when you're playing and then people get up dancing and they're all bumping and jumping in front of you, and that brings you to another level. You get the ball rolling, and it gets, as you say, the gig starts doing you then, right? You're doing the gig. It takes you somewhere else to a level, and you could play all night, but it all has to stop. And even the older people who are going out socialising, I'd say a lot of them are actually, a lot of them don't go out even anymore. It's, you know, it's changed people's way, I think. A lot of people are kind of just stay at home. I do myself, I don't go out socialising as much as I used to anymore. You know, so. The stability of gigs is different now, but this was kind of happening over a period of years anyway. Whereas a lot of bars and stuff like that, you know, they're all bands are booked through agencies. You could go and try and get a gig in a bar and say, no, well, I booked through an agency. You'd have to go through an agency, you know, and that's all done through the book thing, you know, proper. Whereas before, you just go, you get a gig, you know, oh yeah, that's grand, yeah, your cash in hand, in your pocket. But a lot of it now, you see, the bar owners and all that, they're claiming tax back, because if it's all done with agency, they can claim so much back. And so it's harder to get gigs because of that. I think that kind of ruined that side of it, you know. It's like the cashless society, you know, we all fear it, and I'd hate to have no cash now. I just like the interaction of just... It's the same with trying to get gigs. It's all done kind of overboard now. A lot of them anyway, the majority of gigs. Customers I haven't seen for a long while now, maybe they're not gigging anymore, and they don't, the guitar or their instruments don't need to be maintained as much as they used to or anything like that. It's slowly coming back, yeah. Hopefully it'll be good, but I don't know. It's very hard. Even at this stage, I think it's still hard to call how it'll be in the next 12 months. It's like anything else. Where is music going in the future, you know? Like, it's like fashion, it changes all the time. You could have a time when you say, oh, bands are, they're all there with guitars, and next thing all of a sudden, they could be playing keyboards, there could be some other thing. It's what people are attracted to or what they listen to daily and what they like. I have young people come to me who would be getting lessons to learn to play a guitar. So they need the guitar set up by... I know some people who teach and they send their pupils to me to get guitars set up properly because I make their job easier. So I mean, when you're teaching someone a guitar and they have a guitar that doesn't really sound great and there's something wrong, problems with it, it makes their life easier to teach them. And there's definitely loads of young people and they're amazingly talented. I suppose it's all to do with the availability of YouTube and all that as well, where you can learn stuff. People ask me, do I teach guitar? I said, I don't want any more. I said, look, just go on YouTube. I know that's great to have one-to-one teaching somebody, but you do learn a lot just on the internet, you know, just little things. And this. Whereas, as I said, back in my day, we'd had nothing like that. I see a lot of young talent coming through over the years and even up to today, you know. Y'all, as I said before, it's an abundance of musicians. And I think, yes, hopefully it'll continue that way. To entertain us for the next maybe another 20 or 30 years, you know. Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die.
My life, I'm a lot like you are. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you are. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Living alone in a paradise that makes me think of you. Love lost such a cost. Give me things that won't get lost. Like a coin that won't get tossed. Rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm alive. We'll be right back.
Today the Music Died was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under Sound and Vision programming to support the live music sector.